Hello and welcome to LifePoint Drivecast. In case we haven't met, my name is Ben Miller and I'm the Campus Life Pastor at the Marion Campus. If you've been in the church world very long, I'm sure you're familiar with the term the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. I'll read it for you here. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You know, in this famous passage of the Bible, Jesus is saying something very important. In fact, I would contend that it's one of the most important commands he gives us as believers. We are called to go, not to stay. And the important thing I want to stress today is that the Great Commission is about going. But maybe even more importantly, the Great Commission is about saying yes. It's about obedience. The Great Commission is about saying yes to God. It can be boiled down to our willingness to go where He wants us to go, to sacrifice what He asks us to sacrifice, not because we're worth it, but because He is. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that all Christians are called to be overseas missionaries, though in my heart, I feel like that would be wonderful. Often I think we place missions only in one category. We think traditionally of missionaries as people who go overseas, those folks who would literally pack a coffin with all their belongings and put it on a cargo ship so that they'd have a way to send their body back home when the mission was over. That's commitment, right? Can you imagine packing a coffin with all your belongings knowing that's how you'd come back home one way or another? It's so daunting. Frankly, missions isn't about where you're at. That's just geography. Missions is about saying yes to God and His calling on your life, day by day, hour by hour, being willing to do the uncomfortable and unnatural and risky thing of telling other people about how Jesus changed your life. We've got many examples of this in the Bible. Not all those examples are in the New Testament. I want to discuss someone from the Old Testament who said yes to God, and it came at a cost. Let's look at Genesis 12, 1 to 4. Genesis 12, 1 to 4. "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' So Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran." So we see a guy who later became famous. He wasn't famous yet. At this point, his name is still Abram. He has no children. He doesn't have any descendants at all. So he had no idea about God's plan for him and for the nation of Israel. All we see is a man and his family, and what we see is a regular person who God makes special by asking him to go. God said, "Go from your country, your family, and your father's house to the land that I will show you." What's super important to hear me say this morning is that God wants your yes, and it will come at a cost in your life. One of the tragedies in the body of Christ throughout history has been many who were called to go stayed. They chose quiet. They chose comfortable. They couldn't be bothered with doing something that would require sacrifice. Again, I want to say, this is not about me saying that everyone needs to go to remote villages of Africa or even Nepal, like a team of us went a few weeks back to share the gospel. Instead, God's go in the Great Commission is much more about our yes than it is about the geographical location that He sends us. That yes should look more like a question that each of us ask God every day. We ask God, "God, what would you have me to do today to advance the kingdom? What uncomfortable thing is God asking you to do for His kingdom?" He may not be asking you as much from you as He did from Abraham, but it's important to keep in mind that our yes to God isn't even about the future and where He might send you, it's about today. If we're living each day in a way that glorifies God, we have a missional kingdom mindset in our everyday lives. You never know what adventures God will take you on. Today, this very day, He wants us to redeem it for His kingdom. He may not be asking you to leave home family, culture, go somewhere else, learn a new language, but he may be asking you to do something. Abraham was probably scared. He definitely had some doubts. Still, he went. And this leads us to our next passage where we look at Genesis 15, where God makes a forever covenant with Abraham. Look with me at Genesis 15, 1 to 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and the member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and it was counted to him as righteousness. So at this point, he started the adventure following God. He's definitely coming across some doubts. God says to him, I am with you. I am your reward. And Abram says, wait a minute, God. You promised to bless my descendants. I don't have any kids. I'm getting old. When I die, my stuff has to go to somebody else in my household. God says to him, I'm going to give you a child. You will have a son. In fact, your descendants will be as countless as the stars. Now, here's the really surprising part. Abram did something just wild. He did something very unexpected, something that we all have to do in order to live out the gospel. He believed God. Whoa, right? Mind-blowing. He actually believed what God was saying. He didn't have the context of knowing what the future would look like. He didn't know what was to come. He just believed what God said to him was true, and it was counted to him as righteousness. The entire course of history can be affected simply by saying yes to God. Abraham's family, his descendants, an entire nation was born out of Abram's yes. In fact, Jesus was born into the line of Abraham. That's how important Abraham's yes was. Abraham didn't know what was in store for him. He had no idea. We have no idea the level of faith that Abraham's parents had. We don't know what kind of home he grew up in. We do know that they're not listed in the passage in Hebrews 11 where it talks about how his faith was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham didn't have the word of God to look at and see God's track record for keeping his promises. He had no idea what he was getting into. He didn't know the culture or the local language that he'd have to learn in order to live and do business. He just left. He was only looking forward to the idea that God would fulfill that promise, that God keeps his promises. Abraham had to step out of his comfortable life in his comfortable hometown, and he did what was difficult, knowing what God had for him was better than what he had planned for himself. Saying yes to God is always an adventure, but it's a worthwhile one. When we follow God's calling in our lives, we have no idea where it will lead. Will it be difficult? Yes. Will it require us to be uncomfortable? Probably. Will it be an epic adventure? Yes. It reminds me of a quote from The Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry if you're not a Lord of the Rings nerd, but just roll with it. At one point in The Fellowship of the Ring, Bilbo Baggins looks at Frodo, his nephew, and he says this. It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. So, the point I'm trying to make here is that the easy thing, the simple thing, is to stay at home and do nothing for the kingdom of God. But that's not what advances the kingdom. Instead, you have to be willing to go out your door. You have to be willing to put down your electronics, turn off the TV, and take a step out the door. Believe me, you take one step onto that road. If you're not careful, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. I actually quoted this to my son Luke while we were on a short-term missions trip to Nepal recently. We were literally in the middle of nowhere. We were driving in a place where there were no roads. At times, we were driving on grass. We'd come to a village and share the gospel, and all we did was take a step out the door. We had no idea where we'd be swept off to. It was certainly an adventure that we won't forget. The thing is, saying yes to God means that you can't know what adventures lie ahead of you. You need only be aware that God has a plan to advance the kingdom, and you need to say yes and take your step out that door. Abraham was just a regular guy who made mistakes. In fact, the entire Word of God is full of examples of ordinary people who did extraordinary things that started by saying yes to God. Because the kingdom advances each time we say yes to Him and His mission. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God advances each time we say yes to Him and His mission. Another way to say this is would be to say, each time God asks us to do something, when or if we say no, whether in our hearts or with our mouths, we are actually stopping the progression of God's kingdom. So what about you? Is He worthy? Is He worthy of your praise, your adoration, your obedience? What is it that God's asking you to do that you're just so scared to do? Stop overthinking it. Do it. Redeem the time we have left on this earth to do good works that He's prepared in advance for us to do. You're still alive, you're still useful to Him, and guess what? Doing those things will cost you something, but He will also bless you richly as you obey Him. I recently heard a quote from a book from a guy named Frederick Buchner, and he said this: "The place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." Let me say that again. The place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. You know, I'm not sure what it's like for you to say yes to God. Are you willing to ask Him? Would you pray with me? God, I pray for anyone who's listening to this that You're working in their heart to say yes to something. I don't know what that something is, but God, I know that You're telling them what that is in their hearts. God, I pray that they would say yes today and do it. Whatever that is, whatever difficulty, whatever discomfort it is, I pray that You would just give them the strength to say yes to You and Your mission. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.